going to do this part today. But he said, preach the other side that haven't been preached.
Want to glorify you.
And you don't know what all that entail as of yet. But what he told me to do, he said, I want you to have everybody in this place. You teach it. You do it yourself. Do it. Do yourself. He said, bring judgment to that thing.
My God.
We're going to judge ourselves today.
My God.
We're going to judge ourselves.
Yes.
And I was thinking, I said, Lord, I need to get the scripture and look at it. He said, no, it's all right. You're good.
All right.
Because I got this. So you like, you know, any speaker, pastor, whether you're pastor, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, whatever you may be, you always like to be prepared. And I don't know no better teacher. He can teach you in the study. He can teach you in the deer stand. Or he can teach you while you're standing behind the pulpit. But you always prepare yourself. You just don't get up and be silly. Amen. I'm going to read this scripture first from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28. I'm going to read this particular scripture first. Thank you, musician. Thank you, praise team. Thank you, praise dancers. And we'll get to the other later if we do. And matter of fact, children, everybody, you're going to have to stay here today. This is directed by the Lord. And we're going, there's some things, it's going to take place today. I found myself lately doing some things strange, totally out of my character. And I'm not going to say yet, maybe in the future. But I had the Lord to say to me, and I learned to obey. So we're going to receive the offering and all that later on. Don't you? If you're a godly person, you won't sneak out of here without obeying the Lord. I'm not concerned about that. But he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 28, he said, let a man examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily. How? Eateth and drinketh what? Damnation. To who? And so we are not that kind of people, are we? We are not that kind of people that we're going to eat and drink damnation to ourselves. Amen. Not doing what? Not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are what? Weak. What else? Sickly among you, and many have been buried early. You died too quick. And for if we would do what? For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Would y'all let the Holy Ghost unravel some things for your life today? Okay. But when we are judged, we are what? Chastened or corrected of the Lord. That we should not be what? Condemned with the world. The world is already condemned. Satan, the world, and the flesh is already condemned. He didn't call us out to go back into condemnation. I'll say that again. He did not call us out of condemnation. He did not call us out of darkness. He did not call us out of death to go back into it. Amen. Did you hear me?
Amen.
Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And if any man, what? Hunger, let him do what? If you're hungry, you got food at home, go eat. Don't come out here putting on these religious shows, rituals that come from the world. I didn't come to hook you up with religion. I came to set you free. Is that all right? That you may come together unto what? Condemnation. Let's read the whole thing again. If any man hunger, let him eat at home. That you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest I set in order when I come. See, you, when you come, and I'm going to tell you now, we're going to take what we say the Lord's Supper. We're going to judge some things today. Okay? We're going to judge some things in ourselves. I'm going to judge myself before God. I'm going to let you judge yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm going to read some things, and I'm coming back, so don't lose it. But let's go to the Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, chapter 6. And remember that God have given me some instruction in this coming year. We're going to talk about the other side that haven't been preached. I promise you. And I'm going to say it now. If you think you're going to be offended, I'm going to give you the opportunity to leave, so you get up and leave. Because listen to what I'm saying. I am not going to beat you up. You don't have enough of that. Now, if you want to be like the Pharisees, now you think you're going to be offended because Jesus didn't care about the Pharisee being offended, did he? Did he? He didn't care, did he? So they had an opportunity to leave and do all that stuff. So you're a Pharisee, you can go with your Pharisee religion. But we're going to preach the gospel as pure, as clear, clean, and true as we can possibly do it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I think we already got it set, the communion table. You can look out there and make sure it's out there. I thought I saw it. Let's don't assume anything. Aren't you tired of putting up with the devil and all of his mess? He have you accusing and criticizing one another in the midst of yourselves, and you are flawless, but he have you criticizing, accusing one another. looking down at one another, this person doing that, and you said, he'll have you thinking, that person ain't no good. And so you're doing something else, and what you're doing just as bad as what he's doing.